anyways, I know you guys have been watching the news, and I want to tie up this preaching is going to be something I know is going to affect each and every one of us in a positive way. And I believe strongly that God is going to transform many lives within the next 30 minutes. And I believe you're going to take this with you for the rest of your life, and you're going to apply it daily. You guys obviously saw what's going on right now, the horrific thing that happened in Surfside. Everyone here in Miami knows. If you do not know what's going on and you're not here in the States watching us live, it's all over national news and international news. So this is something that the whole world is watching at the moment. How could something like this happen? Out of nowhere, a building collapsed. I was doing a lot of research yesterday on this as I was studying. Actually, the last couple days, really, because each and every day we get new reports of different things. It's only happened, this was last Thursday. Really, imagine these people fell asleep Wednesday night, and then at 2 in the morning, so it was Thursday, 2 a.m., this tragedy happened. And people want answers, and people are panicking, and there's still about 150-some people that are missing, unaccounted for. The families, poor families, it's very sad what's going on with them right now. But why do things like this happen? Normally, things like this occur because there is a problem with the foundation. There is a flaw in the foundation. Friday, an engineer said that he spoke to the condominium association in 2018. And they said that there was a flaw in the building. Obviously, they have their attorneys, and they're saying, no, you didn't see it. It's not credible. Back and forth. It is what it is. The point is, it's very sad and very tragic. These things should not happen. And then I began to think of different catastrophes that happen. And normally, when you see buildings collapse like this, it's because of a natural disaster. Earthquakes is one that hit me. I personally had an experience because I go often to Mexico City. I have business there. I met my wife there 5.5 years ago. She had an apartment there. And this was September 19th, 2017. I have some pictures that I'm going to show you guys now, but don't show just yet. Thank God that she was on the second floor. I've been to Mexico City many, many times, and I've been a part of some earthquakes. It's very scary. It just comes out of nowhere. It feels like, I don't know, like kind of like if you're hallucinating or something, because the whole world is just shaking and you're just standing, dogs are barking, some trees are falling. Depending on the magnitude of the earthquake, I'm bringing up earthquake because this is something that happened to me personally. But the one that experienced it for real and that was there when the earthquake hit 8.0 magnitude, I believe it's what the scale was. It was a big one. This happened, I'm sure you guys have seen the news. This happened 2017, now about 3.5 years ago. She was on the second floor. Can you show the pictures? By the way, she's watching live right now. Everyone say hi. What's up, baby? Love you. Check this out. So I just wanted to show you these pics real quick. Scroll to the next one. That right there is the building. I arrived the day after. And yeah, you can see there, that's the video where they're recording. It was very sad. This is kind of like what's happening now in Miami. Keep going. Yeah, that's just other pictures there and whatnot. Okay, stop it right there. You see that building that collapsed? That's the building. She was on the second floor. And thank God it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon and not in the morning, because who knows what could have happened. Unfortunately, not everyone survived. One of her neighbors was an older individual that couldn't run down the stairs as fast as she did. She lost everything when this occurred. But I want you to look at other buildings surrounding that image. Some of them are still standing. There was a flaw in the foundation of that building. That building was built in 1987, I believe it was, the one that collapsed. The ones that are neighboring have been there for over 70 years to 100 years, some of those buildings, and they withstood the earthquake. Whether it's an earthquake, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's a hurricane, in this case in Miami, we know what we need in hurricane. We need to have hurricane windows. You got to put shutters. Whatever the case may be, whatever comes your way, whatever storm, whatever hurricane, whatever earthquake, we need to make sure as a body of Christ that we are equipped, that we have a solid foundation. Our foundation is key, because there's going to be times in this life where other obstacles come at you. Negative situations will occur. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. What does that mean? It won't prosper because you are a chosen one. You are going to choose Christ. You're going to have the foundation of Christ, but there will be something. There will be something that will be formed. It just will never prevail, because you are going to have a strong foundation in Christ. And I want you to put the last pick, Rod. The last one that I told you about. You see that right there? So at the time, she was, and we were dating at the time, and, you know, I went the next day. She lost everything. And listen, she was terrified for her life. She went out of there, she was wearing some t-shirt. She was just hanging out at home cooking. At least she got to grab her cell phone and she left. And the only thing that they found from the apartment was, go back to there, stay there, was a picture of me and her. We took that picture years, probably a year before. And that was under, you know, you have the bed, you have the nightstand. That was under a bunch of papers in the nightstand. There was laptops there, money there. Lord knows if the people that were excavating, looking for bodies, if they took it or not. But right when it fell down, that was the only thing. Wow, I get the chills. That they found laying on the floor next to the building that collapsed while they were looking for these bodies, people that had died. It was horrible. What is my point? You may have situations in areas of your life that may seem that like it has collapsed. You may seem like you have no way out. Your finances may be collapsing. Your health may be collapsing. Your family may be collapsing. Your joy may be collapsing. But I'm here to tell you today, you serve a God that not only would take you out and rescue you, but will give you a promise. And now I am married to my wife. She did not die, and we have a newborn baby. And we're going to continue on. And guess what? Whatever your situation may be, God's not only going to get you out of it, He's going to give you a promise. You have a promise. You have purpose. You have a future. God knew you before you were even born. Before you were even in your mother's womb, I knew you. Things in life are not simple. There's different areas. Think of your life as different areas where you are building upon. Why do things like this happen? Why is it that this structure here in Miami just fell? Or why is it that in that case there was an earthquake, that building fell and the other ones didn't? You see, because people want the finished product, look for loopholes, try to skip over the steps, the necessary steps you need in order to have a solid building. People just want the finished product. They do not want to go through the process. And what happens is, whether it's the contractor, whether it's a flaw that was not accounted for by the inspector, whatever it may be, there's a reason why the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. That's why I need to get equipped in God's word. When you skip steps, whether it's because they probably were, you know, there's a bunch of people that do a bunch of, the word would be maraña in Spanish, or try to cheat the system, or pay someone off so they don't have to pay for the proper building procedures, pay inspectors off, right? Just so they can make an extra buck, and then they put these people's lives at risk. I don't know what it is, but I do know one thing. We need to make sure that we take the proper steps, because I do not ever want anything, any area in my life to collapse. And you should feel the exact same way. Every area of your life needs to have a solid foundation. When we decide what's best for us is when there's going to be a flaw in your building, in your life. You see, we want to be the architects of our own life. We want to be the ones who write out our own plan. You see, that's not what God wants. God wants you to get out of the way. You see, this is how it works. And the Holy Spirit showed me this. This was yesterday. I talked to my dad about it too. And it was like, wow, that's true. Good. I got to make sure you guys are fed proper. Amen. God is the architect. You know how it works? 101, construction 101. You have an architect, you have plans, you have a general contractor that builds on those plans, and then you have a foundation. You see, and then the building gets built. God is the architect. The Holy Spirit is your general contractor. The one that's gonna tell you where to put what where, where the electricity goes, where the plumbing goes. And Jesus Christ is your foundation. Put your hands together if you believe that. Now, if you guys are with me, say amen. You guys are learning something now. And what is it that we need? Every area of our lives, we got to make sure God's the architect, the Holy Spirit is our general contractor, our GC, and that Jesus is the foundation in everything that we do. Whether it's with your health, with your wealth, with your peace, trust me, the devil wants to take your peace away from you immediately. He doesn't want you to have any peace. He wants you to be completely under the gutter, underneath. He doesn't want you to be above. He wants you to be beneath. He doesn't want you to be the head. He wants you to be the tail. But Jesus said, come on now, you are from above, not from beneath. You are the head. You are not the tail. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You will prevail. Because God is with you. He's the one that fights your battles for you. Come on now. Glory be to God. So now, I have here five essential steps. Five steps. Whether you want to write them down now or you want to check this out, this will be on YouTube later on. But this is important, guys. Five essential steps to building a strong foundation in Christ. The first one, move forward and don't look back. Move forward. Philippians 3:13. Brothers and sisters, is the Apostle Paul. I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do is forgetting what is behind me and straining toward what is ahead. You need to forget about your past. Christians, which is a large majority, but if there are non-believers here, this is extremely important because your first step is repentance. Before God can transform your life, you have to make a decision to allow God to transform you. Before God can do anything in your life, you need to allow Him to be the one that transforms you. You see, if you're in the way and you want to do these plans, you want to be the architect, you're not going to allow God to work in your life. Repent of your sins. Ask God for forgiveness. And some of you need to cut out either some friends or some old habits. Cut it out of your life. The enemy wants to use everything he can to try to stop you and to hinder you from where God wants you to go. I want to walk over the waters. I want to walk free, liberated, with no weight, no baggage. How do you do that? Repent. Follow God and let all that weight out. You're going to have to, some of you need to cut out some people in your lives. Pray for them, but if you know that they're not good for you, pray for them, invite them to church, but don't keep doing the things you're doing and hanging out with them buddy-buddy all the time. Little by little, they'll see the change. And other habits. Let it go. Look what it says here in Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance, glory to God, the race marked out for us. Say amen if you believe that. Step number two. Surround yourself with a solid Christian community. God did not create us to walk this life alone. He desires us to connect and build with relationships with other believers. You have to choose your surroundings carefully, guys. Have you ever heard the saying, show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are? Has anyone ever told you that before? You ever heard that saying? Seek out friends from your community, from your church, that'll draw you closer to Jesus and encourage you. Encourage your faith, because that's the desire that God wants for His people. Look what it says in Acts 2:42. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles and teaching the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayer. Look what it says, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another to build up one another. Glory to God. Just as you are also doing. And then here in 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, now you are the body of Christ and each of you is part of it. Each of you, those that are believers in Christ, are a part of the body of Christ. God is the head and we are His body. Glory to God. Step number three, find a mentor and an accountability partner. This is someone that can pour his or her experiences, knowledge, and wisdom. Someone that's more mature than you are in the things of God. We have leaders here in the church that you can connect with, that you can really begin to grow in your walk of faith. There's going to be times that, you know, especially if you're a new believer, you probably don't know where you fit in here or that, or you have questions. We're here to help you guys. And if you're online, you can connect with us online as well, and we can help you out. We're here to help you. Find a mentor, one that you can be honest with and share your story. Listen, this is more than just coming here on a Sunday and listening to someone like me talk to you and preach you the word of God. This is a lifestyle. It's important that you nurture yourself, you find a right mentor, pray, and God will lead you to the right person. This is important for your life, whether you're single or you're married, you're going through. Everybody has issues. I have issues. I just because you see me up here does not mean that I have to go to my mentor. I have a bunch of questions all the time, certain, and then little by little, you begin to grow, and then God will develop you to become a mentor for someone else, which is the goal. Amen. Step number 4, create a new routine and habit that involves spending time in God's word and prayer. Look, this is extremely important because your one-on-one time with God is where you're going to experience true growth. You're going to experience it because that's where you get intimate with God. You get into his word. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light to your path. It's what is gonna, you'll be able to see. Once you were blind, now you're gonna see. And the more you get into the word of God, the more you begin to study God and his word and his will, the more you're gonna see. You'll be able to see things that you've never seen before. Your spiritual eyes will begin to see and be open more and more as you dig into the word. So you gotta, step number 4, create a good positive habit. And sometimes there's people that have good habits, there's people that have bad habits. You can create a good habit. And one of these good habits that's gonna help you break your bad habits is your time, your fellowship with the Lord, reading his word. I don't know, if you're not a morning person, then don't do it in the morning. If you're a morning person, open up your Bible, pray for a little bit, look up some scripture. I'm not telling you to read the whole Bible in a month, chill. But let's make an effort, amen? You wanna be successful. Your true success is not only in their financial aspect of your life. It's definitely good to have money, but that's not success as a whole. I know many people that have a lot of money and are miserable. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He will show you how to be successful in every area of your life. So what do we need to do? Make an effort. And we need to, if you never do it, start off with 5 minutes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to start, be there for 2 hours. I don't know what your schedule's like. But little by little, you're going to want to know more. And you're going to dig into the word of God. Create good habits. And I promise you, once you get to know God, your foundation will be much more solid. Amen. Glory be to God. You guys receiving this morning? Say amen. Come on. This is all good news. This is all good news for us. Good news. We're preaching the word of God. You decided to come here today. And you that are watching me live, you're listening. You're being fed the word of the Lord. It's a beautiful thing. This is all positive for you. Amen? All right. And step number 5, last one, serve and share your story. Jesus did this perfectly. He came to serve. You know that we, as a body of Christ, all of us are called to preach the word of God? Did you know that? I'm not saying necessarily up here, but you are called to serve others as Christ served you. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, but wherever your platform is, you are called to preach the word of God and be a light to those that are in the midst of darkness. I don't care if you work in a bakery, if you're a plumber, if you're a lawyer, if you're a student, if you're whatever it is that you do for your life, an attorney, you can always shine your light. You can always share. When you serve, you're serving God when you're preaching his word. That's a service. We are in the service industry. Did you guys know that? Yeah. And this tip is not just some little 20% tip. This is an eternal. We're talking about people's lives. This world is filled with darkness. You can just see it. It is. I don't think it's ever been more black and white than it's ever been right now in the history of humanity. It's so obvious how the left is so left, how the black is so black and the white is so white. Like, listen, we need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. The world needs a savior. There may be someone that you know that I'll never be able to contact with. Our leaders may never be able to speak to. But you can be the difference for someone's life. Just by telling them something simple like, Jesus loves you. I'm praying for you. I may not know what you're going through, but I'm going to pray for you. You are in my prayers. Come to church. Little things like that. And eventually when they come, and then God, the point is for them to get that encounter with God. And then comes this. After you preach it, then they neglect you. They're going to neglect you. A lot of people do. I get neglected all the time. I get messages all the time from a bunch of people saying that I'm crazy, whatever. I ignore them, whatever. Come find me on Sunday. I'm here in church. Amen. If you want it, we could talk about it in church. Try to get them here anyway, your enemies as well, whatever. That's another preaching. That way they can hear the word of God and they'll be transformed. Boom, right then and there. Your testimony is your biggest stage. Because obviously if you talk to them about God and then they see you doing whatever it is that you're doing, we don't have to get into details with any of that, but you know who you are. It is what it is. That's why we're here. We need to adjust our lives. Everyone has issues. But your testimony, once you were blind, now you can see. Before you were poor, now you have money. And you can give the glory to God for everything that you do. Before you were sick, and now you're healed. Before you were depressed, and now you have the joy of the Lord. Before you couldn't sleep at night, now you sleep like a baby. Before you were lost and now you're found. Before you were dead and now you're alive. Glory. Stand to your feet. Some of you may be going through some real difficult times right now. Some of you may be saying, my building has collapsed in this area. I feel like my whole life is about to collapse. You don't understand. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. See, that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to think your problem is bigger than your God. He wants you to think your problem is bigger than your God. I'm here today to tell you that we serve a God that restores. Restoration over your life, regardless if it's about to fall, if it's about to collapse, or it already collapsed. God is the God of restoration. The same power that resurrected Jesus from the grave, that resurrecting power is in you to resurrect whatever you thought was dead. You can make it live. Glory to God. It'll be alive. It'll come to life. Because that power is within you. You won't fear anymore. Because God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is your Father. You are royalty. Royal blood in the name of Jesus. Your King is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You shall never lack anything. Your family is covered by the blood of Christ. Your health is covered by the blood of Christ. Your finances are covered by the blood of Christ. Your mind is the mind of Christ. And then later, after you make that decision to forget about your past, guys, remember, that's very important. The enemy wants to use that to hinder you. Stop looking back. Let that go. That's gone. Think about today and the future. The decisions you make today will affect your tomorrow. Forget about what you've done. Stop that. God wants you to look forward, not backwards. And soon, I know there's gonna be a lot of people in this place, or those of you that are watching me live as well, you're gonna be writing to us, telling us the testimonies. And you are gonna, the whole world's gonna see that you are going to be standing on top of what was supposed to be your coffin. I said, you will be standing on top, victorious, on what was supposed to be your coffin. Give God a round of applause if you believe that. You stand. Death cannot prevail. Lack cannot prevail. Your structure, your foundation, the essential foundation is Jesus Christ. You will be solid. Amen. 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 And you will be a testimony for others. Right now, you guys are probably thinking, wow, man, I just need to change my life first. Take this with you. Hold it. The building in Miami that was collapsed, I don't know if they do yearly inspections. I don't know what they're trying to do out there now. They're trying to cover themselves so they don't get into trouble. But we as Christians need to inspect our lives every single day. Every single day, we need to give ourselves an inspection, because that way we'll tell ourselves, all right, is this what Jesus would do? Is God my architect? Is the Holy Spirit my contractor? And is Jesus the foundation in this area? A new business, God. Friends, God. Everything. You take it to the feet of the cross, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. And Jesus will never let you fall. Glory be to God. Your building will never collapse. Inspect yourselves. And I know a lot, many of you are doing it today. Remember, God sees so much further than we do. But one thing I know is that as long as he's the one that's on your driver's side and you're in the car, you're going to be just fine. Nothing bad, you will be fine. God is leading the way. I want to make a quick, I got to close the service soon. You guys received something today. Say amen. 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 I believe that now is a time where God's calling a new generation of leaders are going to arise. Many of you are sitting right here today. Some of you are watching me over the internet. God's going to transform your lives. You're going to see, you're going to say, wow. Just because you made the decision to inspect yourself daily, take time in his word, serve, connect, be a part of it. We're called to do that. And you'll see as you're serving others, it's a selfless act, not a selfish act. Most people are selfish. You got to be more selfless like Jesus. And as you're doing these selfless acts for God and to serve him, you're going to see that God's going to be changing you during this whole process, because he's that good. He's amazing. Your foundation, your true essential foundation is found in Jesus Christ. And I want to give an opportunity now. Listen, there's many of you are in here or watching me over the internet. Many of you guys, most of you, our brothers and sisters of Christ have the Holy Spirit living within, have surrendered their lives to Christ. But if you've never surrendered your life to Christ, this will not work for you if you don't surrender your life to Christ. You need to have, in order to do the supernatural, you need to have the supernatural living in you. It's God the one that makes this happen. It's God the one that opens the door. It's God the one that makes you victorious. It's God the one that heals you. It's God the one that'll guide your path. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the light. No man comes to the Father but through me. So what do you have to do? The Bible says you must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, that Jesus Christ died and rose again for your salvation. You have to publicly confess Jesus Christ. And all you got to do is say a 30-second prayer with me. If you've never done this prayer, today is your day. This isn't a joke. This is life. You can ask some of your neighbors here, know exactly what I'm talking about. They would not be here if it was not for God. They would not be standing here today if it wasn't for God. I would not be standing here today if it wasn't for God. I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ many years ago. I've had my ups and downs. Is it going to be smooth sailing? No, it's not. It's not easy. But guess what? Those with a calling, with purpose. Many, the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. Jesus Christ died for every single person, but not everyone is in heaven, unfortunately. God's will was for that to happen. And the way to salvation, this is the basic first step. You must repent from your sins. I promise you that your foundation, if you think that your foundation is solid without Jesus Christ, you will fail and your building will collapse. But with Jesus Christ, with him on your side, with him, with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God living within you, and you trust in him, you will not fail. I want to give you an opportunity this morning. If you're in this place, or if you're watching me live, if you want to accept, receive Jesus Christ and surrender your life to him, I want you to raise your hand right where you are. If there's anyone in here, glory be to Jesus.